Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. There have been many notable people who have lived and worked in Rhinelander in the 137 years of its existence as a town. The men who built the logging industry clearly defined its early history, but few have had as lasting an impact on the ongoing character of the city as did Paul Brown. Paul Brown was born in Waupaca in 1858 and grew up in that area. He studied law at the University of Wisconsin in Madison and was admitted to the bar in 1882. He married Florence Brown of Stevens Point and practiced law in Waupaca until 1888, at which point he accepted the position of state timber agent for northern Wisconsin and moved to Rhinelander. Brown quickly became prominent in the Rhinelander community and wore many hats. He was elected as municipal judge of Oneida County in 1891. In 1893, he erected an office building at 38 West Davenport Street and established Rhinelander's first insurance agency at that location. He also became president of the Rhinelander School Board in 1897. Beyond his business and civic presence, Brown was a conservationist and visionary who recognized that the timber industry, along with the jobs it created, was unsustainable. He thus took on several projects to ensure that Rhinelander and other Northwoods communities would survive into the future. With a view towards future tourism, Brown was one of the first in the region to seed rivers and streams in the Northwoods with fingerling trout. He also took land he owned on the west side of town, an area then known as Highland View, and established a large orchard and dairy farm where he could conduct agricultural experiments. But those were small in comparison to his greatest accomplishment. At the turn of the 20th century, as the logging industry was in obvious decline, Brown negotiated with the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad for its one-half interest in the Pelican Rapids power source on the Wisconsin River. He simultaneously acquired the rights to the Brown Brothers Lumber Company's option on the other half. With riparian rights on both sides of the river secured, Brown took charge of selling stock and building up capital for a new business enterprise that would define Rhinelander for the remainder of the century. The Rhinelander Paper Company was formally established on April 27, 1903, with Brown as its secretary. Brown, from then on known as the Grand Old Man of the Rhinelander Paper Company, continued to serve as the company's secretary until his own death in February 1941. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.